GOP members who hold less than one-third of the total seats in the assembly spent less than an hour in a closed-door meeting to elect Barkley as their new leader. The 51-year-old attorney, who comes from a prominent Syracuse family, followed his father Douglas's footsteps into state-elected office in 2002. Douglas Barkley was a state senator for 20 years before being named by former President George W. Bush as ambassador to El Salvador. Barkley says New York faces a lot of problems, including dissatisfaction by some over the state's new bail reform laws that end most forms of cash bail. Barkley says they need to be fixed.
I would prefer to put a bill in and stop it for a year, but obviously we're open to many anyway. But it's those kind of issues. We have millions of people leaving New York State. We have a $6 billion shortfall, so we have huge issues facing New York.
The police report for Kolb released Tuesday shows the former assembly leader had a blood alcohol content twice the legal limit, and that Kolb told the tow truck driver that his wife was driving, saying, "You know how women drive." Barkley says he's saddened and disappointed by his predecessor's actions.
I think it's unfortunate. He's going through some very tough times. I think he served our conference very well, and I'm going to leave it at that for now.
He says Kolb did the right thing, though, by putting the Assembly Republican Conference first and resigning his leadership post. Kolb, who is still an assemblyman, did not attend the meeting. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.